Log Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bong. He's Danny Tokes, and this is The Stash. Holy fuck, bro. Every time we're scheduled to do a show, the weather in this town gets shitty. Last week, I dealt with tornadoes.
Dude.
This week, fucking thunderstorms. What's the deal,
oh,
man?
Yeah. It's raining right It's raining over here, man. I don't know what's going on, but...
Same here.
It seems like...
Same here, man.
It seems like every week, it's just like this big pattern. I'm ready for season to start, man. Like, I'm so paranoid about putting stuff in the ground when frost, but I have to wait until it fucking... The frost is finally gone to be able to put stuff in the ground, so... I'm just hanging
bro,
on by the hair on my butt cheeks,
bro. It's supposed to snow again here. It's supposed to snow again here this weekend, supposedly.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck is going on with this weather? Who knew everybody in the 90s was right? We shouldn't have used hairspray, motherfuckers. Now the ozone's fucked up. It's snowing and raining and sun shining all at the same time.
Man, it's fucking up. It's fucking up my seasons, too, man. Because last
year
was just a really bad year. I mean, we had mold problems, dog. Like, I use pretty good strains, and usually I don't have any kind of issues, but yeah, there was a lot of mold on our harvest this year. We had to chuck a lot of stuff. And fruits and vegetables, man. Fruits didn't come in. I didn't get any watermelons this year. I didn't get nothing. Cucumber and a few shoots of corn, bro. That's all I could grow.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This weather is just wackadoodle. I mean, it's bipolar here. One minute, man, it is freaking sunny as can be, right? Next minute, it's raining. Next minute, it's sunny. Next minute, it's freezing. Next minute, it's hot out. Next second, it's snowing.
That's like the daily relationships between me and my exes.
Damn.
Yeah. So I found the craziest one I could, and then I married her.
Well, besides the weather, man, how's everything out your way?
Oh, man, we're doing good, bud. We just getting ever, like I said, man, getting ready, everything ready for season, having to come out here and till the ground up, get everything oxygenated, I've been through burning, raking, going through, prepping the ground, getting all that stuff ready for season, man. Be a big one.
What's up? Well, you know, this episode is going to be about the difference and, let's see, you know, between THC and hemp and salvia and spice and CBD and all the other things and what's not. I had to look a lot of this stuff up. You probably know more about some of this stuff than I do. Well, I know you know more about half of this stuff than I do. But I guess we should start from the beginning on it and explain the difference really between what hemp and THC. I'll let you take that one because, like I said, you know more about it all.
So when you were first talking to me about this, I kind of thought, like, you know, hemp is just like a generalized statement for rope. You know what I mean? It's fabric.
Right.
But when I start looking into it a little bit more, obviously it starts getting into hemp extracts versus THC extracts versus oils. And basically a hemp plant is a cannabis plant. It's in the cannabis family, but what it produces is not buds. It produces mostly stalks and vines. And anything that does come off of it is less than, I think, 0.3% THC. So
that's what I got when I was looking things up.
Yeah, and the legal term for that as well, so that if you have a plant that you are growing and it is a cannabis plant and they catch it, and they catch it before it starts to bud, they will charge you with possession of an illegal hemp plant because they cannot prove THC consistency.
Oh, wow.
So that's basically
why
that
was stipulated
in the law.
Wait, how can they charge you for a hemp plant when you can buy hemp products in places, though?
Because you're not supposed to be able to grow cannabis in most states that are not – I mean, if you're in a state that you can, obviously you're not in any trouble.
Right, if you go
to a state and you get caught growing a plant, if they catch the plant before it buds, the THC consistency is so low that it cannot be charged as a cannabis-producing plant. It can only be charged as an illegal hemp plant. Yeah.
So is that like a lesser charge?
It's a loophole for the lawyers out there.
You know,
yeah, it's a little loophole for the lawyers out there. Yeah, Yeah. So,
and like you're saying, man, they make a lot of crazy shit out of hemp. Like right now I'm literally looking at some hemp wick made out of hemp organic beeswax. Like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Shit they come out with now.
Oh, man, dude. You've got hemp beard oil. You've got CBD beard oil. You've got hair growth oil with CBD. And you've, man, listen, if I wanted a beard with some THC in it, I'd put some oil on my face and smoke a blunt with a fishbowl on my head. I'm not going to put CBD or THC on my beard. But they do have it.
Right. I remember now this was years ago, and this was out west. I remember going to the Walmart, and I was, like, getting some shampoo, and I was like, oh, my God, they got hemp shampoo. That is so badass.
Right. It's a marketing tool is all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like they know
the stoners are going to get it.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and that's the thing is, like, where people have to realize, man, is – in the media and in the news and in, you know, American global outlets, for the most part, cannabis has changed from the original story from back in the 50s, where it caused major brain damage, kill your friends, kill yourself, all that stuff, right? It was that false marketing ploy by Reagan in the war on drugs. And now it's literally the biggest marketable. If you can put hemp in something, people buy it just because of it's got hemp.
Right. Right.
It's just a marketing strategy, man, I really think.
I mean, I agree with
that.
I mean,
better for my beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I do agree with that, bro. It is a marketing thing because they know.
Yeah, it's just a marketing.
Like, they know at least the stoners are going to do it. You know what I mean? It's because they're stoners.
Absolutely.
Like,
you know,
oh, it's hemp. Yeah. It's the sister of
how
pot,
many?
So we're like, yeah, you know, we got his back. But
do you remember,
you know,
those
hemp,
metal trays?
Hemp
that
is probably the least
on?
Thing, man, that you got
to
worry about because nowadays they got all this other shit with these gummies and stuff like that. That's like, who knows what they're putting in some of this stuff, dude? And you
gas
got like
station,
your fake
gas station
and
CBD gummies, yeah. Yeah, those ones, those are funny, man, because they're very inconsistent. You're not exactly sure what you're getting. You don't know if you're actually getting CBD, man. Don't go to the gas station and buy CBD gummies, and unless it's from a trusted like company that you already know or done a little bit of research on. But
well,
don't just go in there and buy
I did
a
little
gummies.
Research around here,
yeah.
Bro, and they I don't know if you've heard of the brand Delta 9 or Delta 8 or Delta 7,
yes.
some kind of Delta something.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
about
Delta
to be
10,
illegal
Delta
here
8.
Where I'm at. I don't know how it is out your way, but they're about to make them illegal here for some reason.
Yeah, and you know what that was, basically? So that was a loophole that they figured out some years ago. I want to say a couple years ago. So what they did was is they took an extract from the hemp. Like I said, most hemp plants only have 0.03%, 0.3% THC consistency, right? So what they'll do is they'll get the extract that is THC consistency, and they'll process it down and try to purify it into a oil tincture, and then that's what they put in those carts and all that stuff. And if they're getting like Delta 10 weed and stuff like that, basically what you're getting is chemical sprayed on the weed. It's not like they grew this bud and it had this THC consistency. They grew this CBD weed and then they sprayed some stuff on it that was centralized.
Who knows what?
Stay away from anything. Yeah, exactly. Anything synthetic that is not, I don't know, man. It's not from like a trusted vendor. Don't buy it. That includes salvia.
Well,
that includes spice. Just don't fucking buy it.
Yeah, I was just about to say, that's just like that spice stuff back in the day, dude. Like, I'm not going to, I've tried it a couple times, you know.
Sure.
I didn't try a whole bunch of it. I just tried like a couple hits here and there. But it was, I don't know, bro. It didn't really do nothing for me. Yeah, I felt a little head rush like the very first hit, right? And then after that, it was like 2 minutes later, it was gone, and that was it. And then I was like, fuck this.
Well, yeah, because you smoked a lot of weed, and that's the thing, too, is when you smoke a lot of weed, that stuff doesn't really affect
you.
Like, I can go get one of those Delta 10 carts or whatever they got right now and smoke on it, and it won't do anything for me because I smoke copious amounts of regular THC marijuana. And there is a big difference between the molecular structure of those when they get introduced to your fat cells. So that's how your absorption is. That's how it's absorbed and introduced.
Ah, got you.
So
it's a good thing I'm fat.
Yeah, it's a whole. Yeah, that's why it takes so long for you to get a clean piss test.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah,
bro. I don't think
I've
had
bro,
a clean
I
piss test about... in the last 30 years, and I'm only 32.
I quit smoking for like 30 days for this job a long time ago, and they were like, dude, you still came back hot. And I was like, how the fuck is this possible? And I was also like 40 pounds overweight, so like it made sense at the moment. It made sense later down the road.
Now, is this
but
true right here, bro?
Because
when I was looking some stuff, oh, my bad, man, go ahead.
Oh, that spice stuff, man. Now, see, I've on a few occasions, none of which have ended out well. Fun fast story, I was on a prison yard, and everybody there knew that I liked to smoke weed. Everybody knew that if you got weed, you could come to me, and I'd buy it. So my buddy, he comes back from visit, and he comes up to me, and he's like, hey, homie, let me holler at you. And I said, yup. He says, hey, man, I got a stick for you. You want that? I said, bet. Throws me a stick. Me and my homeboy are out there on the yard. We're kicking it. We go to the little spot over there, and we pop the thing, and we get the light going. We're smoking this stick of weed on the yard like we always done, but it tasted funny. I was like, man, what does that taste? And he hits it again. He's like, man, I don't know. I hit it again trying to figure out the taste. I was like, what the fuck is this, right? So we smoked this whole joint, fat joint to the head. We're chilling for maybe, I don't know, 30, 45 seconds before we thought these guys were talking shit about us and calling us names and, you know, yeah, like we were just, like we could hear it, right? He looked at me and says, hey, man, you hear those guys talking shit? I said, yeah, man, I hear them. Who do you think it is, right? And we're trying to figure out who it is, and we figured out who we thought it was, and we went up there and just took off on them, man, just beat the hell out of them. And
turned
out it was just a couple kids playing basketball. Yeah, it was just a couple kids playing basketball. They didn't know what the fuck happened. They don't know why anything happened. They just know that these two dudes ran up on them and just started beating them ridiculously bad. And sent me to the hole for like 75 days. I come back. And, you know, I'm pissed because I don't know what the fuck just happened. So I run into my buddy, and I'm like, hey, Nick, what the fuck, man? And he's like, what?
And he's
I'm
had
like,
time to think at
weed,
this
dog?
Point, you know.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck was in that weed? And he's like, that wasn't weed, bro. That was fucking spice. I said, that was what? He said, spice. He said, it's synthetic weed. And I was like, homie, don't ever do that to me again. And I smoked it 3 years later and almost shot my buddy. So it's just a bad time all the way around.
Hey, I've heard some crazier stories, bro. There's this one that made the round on line in the news about 5 to 10 years ago where this homeless dude, I think, was smoking spice or something like that. And this guy's just riding by on his bike, and he just, like, pounces him and, like, bites his face off and shit, bro. Like, legit.
It took this
MMA guy that was, like, just happened to be jogging down the street. This dude that was, like, an MMA training dude comes up and, like, chokes the guy out and shit. It literally was crazy.
Yeah.
So some of that shit,
yeah, everyone
man,
thought
you,
the spice
you never
was causing
what,
people to be zombies.
Yeah, you never know what's going to be in it.
Exactly. And that's the problem when you have with synthetics and anything that's not lab tested or lab approved, really.
Right.
We were in a prison in, you know, the Northwest, and we were there, and there was this so there was this old guy, man, and he was like this vet. He was this combat veteran from, like, I don't know, like probably fucking Vietnam. I don't know. And
probably fucking Vietnam.
We were for real, because he was old as dirt, right? But he was just crazy. But somebody gave him some spice, and he loved it. He smoked it like two or three days. And on the third fucking day, we were walking to Chow Hall, and we looked down, and there's like a little ditch that you go over this little like bridge when you're walking across it, and there's like a ditch. He was in the ditch underneath the bridge coming up with an imaginary M16 trying to shoot the commies. And
full war effects.
Yeah, he was like, grenade! And I mean, the dude was just losing his mind. And that was because of spy stuff. And people passed out in prison.
Wow.
There was a lot of shit that happened when, yeah. Yeah,
and
it got bad, man.
In there, man. Who knows what they're actually maybe spraying it with also, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a general rule in prison, man. You know, if your dope's cut, you get cut. You know what I mean? Like,
you're looking
at guys that spend $50-$60, which is like $300-$400 on the streets for nothing, right? And if they get cut dope, you got to figure some of those guys ain't going to be going home for the next 20, 30 years. It's not a big deal to just walk up and put a piece of metal in your kidney. You know what I mean?
Right.
And,
that's the truth.
That's a general rule. At least main lines.
That's the code hard truth, guys. You hear that here on the stash. You learned something on the show,
cut
guys.
Your dope, you get cut.
Yeah, right. That's going to be on our first stash t-shirts, guys.
Yeah.
You cut your dope.
There's
you
the fucking
cut.
There. There's that merch shit you wanted.
But now, when I was looking stuff up the other day, I don't know how true this is right here, because like I said, you know me, I'm just your pure stoner where I just smoke it and stuff like that. I don't know the whole mathematics of freaking what I'm smoking, you know what I mean? Like, But, okay, is the difference between hemp and CBD is that, this is what I found out. They both are from the same plant. The hemp plants contain a large amount of CBD, while the hemp seeds don't.
Yes.
So explain that if you can.
Okay, so the hemp seeds do not, which is generally what you're growing with a hemp plant, you're getting seed bags, right? They don't contain CBD in them. So you're getting your CBD from your stalks, your leaves, your basic, anything that absorbs the nitrous. The nitrous absorption is... hold on real quick.
Oh, you're good, bro. Yeah, shit happens, guys. This
Sorry
is real life. Good. Don't apologize. This is real life, guys. We're real people.
Okay. so like your CBD extracts come from, you know, stalks, stems, flowers, that whatnot. But the seeds themselves won't possess the CBD characteristics. It has to grow through nitrous absorption.
Got you. Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, damn, guys, you learn a lot on this show. And then you touched on it a little bit. You said it a little bit ago, salvia. Now, salvia plant it's not in the same plant family as weed or THC plants, anything like that. It's from the mint family. And it grows in southern Mexico. So that's probably how we came across it.
Yeah. That was a bad time. Salvia, I won't never do that again.
See, I've never had a bad experience with it. And the people I've seen smoke it, I've never seen them really have a bad experience. I've seen people, like, I think the funniest thing I ever saw was somebody was standing up, like, leaning against the wall, and he takes a hit, and he slowly slid down the wall because everything was leaning to, like, that side, and he went with it, you know what I mean? But, like, he didn't hurt himself.
Yeah.
He just kind of slowly crept down the wall. By the time he hit the ground, I think he kicked out of the trip, you know, because salvia is a short trip.
Yeah, because that's the one good thing
about
it.
Anybody that's never taken it before.
Like,
yeah, it only lasts, like, I know it lasts less than a minute, and you can't sit there and take another trip on it, like, as soon as you get off that trip. It has to be at least a few hours later, if not the next day sometimes for people. So that, if you're going to try something, if you're going to try between salvia and spice, pick salvia. I'm not recommending do either one, but I'm just saying if you do pick one, pick the salvia because it is a lot safer than what in spice, because spice, nobody knows what the fuck's in it. Salvia, at least you know what sort of what's in it. You know what I mean? At least where we got ours, because I used to get mine on the Indian reservation, so I know it was legit.
Same place I used to get my peyote.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm in shout out to the Indian reservations out west, man. You guys rock. It's the sweetest parties on
there. The res is the spot.
Yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't go out there. I'd go.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. I ain't going to name the person's name, but remember one day, man, I was trying to get some bud, right? And the homegirl, whose uncle lives on the reservation and everything, like, she's like, I got you, bro. She picks me up. We go there. I give him the money. Goes in the house, comes out, hands me my money back, plus the sack, right? She's like, yeah, he didn't want to charge you. You're my friend. I was just like, oh, hell yeah. Those are the good ideas.
Yeah, so, yeah, growing up, my mom, when I was still with her, she ended up marrying a native from the reservation out there and moved us out there. And as a little kid, I was the only white kid. Yeah, no, I was the only white kid I was out there. I was getting my ass kicked a lot. Yeah, but
I can imagine.
That's where I learned how to fight. Yeah, that's where I learned how to fight. But now, I mean, after growing up there and, you know, going through all that with a lot of those guys, they'll always tell me, come back, you know, come see us, yeah. And I've always went out there and partied through high school, and it was always cool for me. But other people didn't like it so much.
I had a lot of friends. I had a lot of friends on there, so that was cool.
Yeah, I grew up out there, so it was fun. But, yeah, it's like you said, don't ever try Spice Kids or K2 or any of that crap.
Yeah, I mean, that
salt,
shit's all stupid.
Yeah,
I was about to say,
all...
I couldn't tell you the difference in all of it, but it's all stupid, guys. It's all the same in the long run. You get addicted to something stupid.
Yeah, stick to weed, man.
No, yeah, for sure.
For real, just stick to your grass and mind your business, bro. That's life expense.
Stick
life
to your grass and mind your business. I like that. That's the second merch T-shirt, guys. Logan is just popping.
That's the second
drop
right there.
Danny Tokes is just popping T-shirts out.
Stick to the grass and mind your business. Yeah.
I almost made it through a whole episode. That should be my T-shirt. Inside joke. Ha, 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 ha. LOL.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, my gosh,
man.
Oh, also, I guess now for a lot of people who might not know this, and I'm going to let you pronounce this because, you know, I tried to pronounce this on the phone to you yesterday and totally got lost in translation on it. Tell everybody what THC stands for.
Pronounce it, bro.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Ready? Delta 9 Teletadacannabinol. Was I even close?
Tetrahydrocannabinol.
Tetrahydrocannabinol. Tetrahydrocannabinol.
Yeah.
It sounded like I said somebody named Tetra takes hydros and is a cannibal.
Cannibals.
Cannibals.
Yeah. Tetrahydrocannabinol is actually what's responsible for most of marijuana's psychological effects. It acts like...
You almost said marijuana. That was awesome.
Marijuana. Yeah. Marijuana.
I caught that. Marijuana. From now on, that's what I'm calling it. I want my own brand of weed. It's going to be called Marijuana.
Marijuana. It acts like the cannabinoid chemicals made naturally by the human body. Because you do have cannabinoid receptors that are in certain areas of the brain that are associated with, like, thinking, memory, pleasure, like coordination, time perception. THC attaches to those receptors and, like, it activates them and affects your memory and your pleasures and your movements and your thinking and your concentration, your coordination and sensory and time perception. But that's how it works. It's one of many compounds found that's in the resin that secretes by the glands of the marijuana plant. And, more glands are found around the reproductive organs of the plant than any other area of the plant. So like around the seed sacs and the flowers, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
dude.
Other
so that's crazy.
Anyways, my bad. I didn't mean to go off on you, but yeah, that's THC.
No. Keep going, bro. I was listening here. I'm learning here. Yeah. Even the host of the show learns things as we go along. So that is a trip though, bro.
And one of the cannabinoids in the plant is actually CBD. So one cannabinoid it's a different cannabinoid reactor. See, so that's a non-psychoactive chemical. And actually, if you mix CBD with THC, CBD will actually block out the high associated with THC. So that's why it's so important when you get your plant strains to make sure that you have 0% CBD and Sylplaza THC.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So that's, see, like I said, you learn something new on this show every day, guys.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm an encyclopedia of fun facts.
Especially when it comes to miracle-wana.
Yeah. Miracle-wana.
Miracle-wana.
Yeah.
Oh, all right then. Well, I actually talked to some chick who actually takes CBD gummies, and she didn't want to come on the show, but she gave me her first-hand, I don't know what it would be, first-hand testament of
first-hand
everything.
Account,
yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's the word I was looking for. See, even the host of the show is stoned sometimes. Anyways, her name is, she wanted to go by Sexy Gummy Eater 8, which I don't really understand that. Is she only eats sexy gummies? Is she calling herself sexy? Is the gummy bear sexy? And if so, who is Sexy Gummy 1 through 7? Because there's so many questions about this name she gave me here. And I don't know what to, there's a few questions.
We'll have
I have
to get that on another topic.
If you are Sexy Gummy Eater 1 through 7, please contact us. I would like to know what the hell. But
where the inspiration for the name
is,
really came from.
Yeah, right. But her first hand account is sometimes she feels nothing from them. Sometimes she feels a high, gets a little cotton mouth and gets some munchies. Sometimes she just gets a body high. So she says it's a different effect sometimes each time, which goes back to what we were talking about earlier with who knows what they're putting in this stuff. Sometimes they change stuff throughout. That's what they used to do with the spice guys. What happened with it is it would be illegal or something, and they would change something in it to make it where it was legal again, and then that kept happening. And who knows what they're doing with the other stuff like that too. So that's what we're getting at. If you're gonna do gummies and stuff, make sure you get like the real THC gummy shit like that from pros like Danny Tokes over here, who knows what the hell he's talking about and shit like that. If you can't hear him coughing in the background, that means three coughs means yes. Yes, Tommy Vaughn, you're right.
No, that was an agreement. Sorry.
And if he coughs one more time, that means that he has to name his next kid after me.
Oh, goodness. Better not do that.
Have a next kid or name it after me.
Yeah, both. I'm just kidding.
Don't worry, bro. I don't think your wife listens to the show.
Yeah, she'll tell me about it later. It's fine.
Yeah, you're good, man. You're good.
Why are you making me nervous?
But anyways, back to all the questions this show brings up. Who the hell is Sexy Gummy Eater 1 through 7? The plot is killing me, man. What's going down? No, I'm just kidding.
The plot is thickening so much, I can't take it.
The plot is thickening. It's like, I don't even care about her first-hand story. I just want to know who Sexy Gummy Eater 1 through 7 is. Why should it not be a Sexy Gummy Eater 1 through 7? It's just, for some odd reason, she had to pick 8.
Oh,
no.
Gummies are sexy, then I guess I've just had this whole, like, perception of the world fucked up then.
Bro, I'm a fat guy. I've taken gummy bears has been sexy since I was, like, 3.
It's better than gummy worms, because, I mean, if we had been gummy worms, you might have came out a little different.
Gummy worm eater 8. Yeah, that would be a little creepy.
Yeah.
Sexy gummy
exactly.
Worm eater 8.
Cute gummy worm. You're like, oh, God.
Cute gummy.
Is that the name of a toy? And if it's a toy, I don't think I want to play with it.
Oh my god, dude, there's some crazy toys out there. I don't know if you've seen some of this shit that, like, some of the toys we had when we were kids,
yeah,
looking back at it.
Are we talking about sex toys or are we talking about regular toys?
Like regular toys, bro. Like some of the regular toys,
oh, okay,
we had as a kid looked like
sex
toys, man.
I thought you were talking about sex toys because I was about to be like, yeah, man, my wife took me in a porn shop and we seen some crazy shit, but I didn't know we were going to toys. Okay,
oh, you
so
can see some crazy shit in there too, man. You know, I got invited to a swingers party once and I was very disappointed there was no swings.
No swings. Yeah, I don't, I mean, they would have to be some pretty big swings for us, bro.
Damn.
Some super enforced fucking bracketed in the walls, welded to the fucking I-beams. Yeah.
Oh, man. With that being said, let's get into the ad of the week.
Yes.
You ready for this? Let me get my singing voice on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Gargle some salt water.
Okay, ready? Keep on rolling, 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 rolling. Keep on rolling, 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 rolling. Keep on rolling, rolling, rolling with cheese. Remember, promo code Bong and Tokes. Don't get you shit off anything at Cheese or anywhere else. And that is our ad of the week, guys.
Chi.
I don't know who Chi is, but I like him.
Yeah. Cheap Keef, or is it like...
One day we will meet Chi.
The great Chi. Well, we appreciate
the great Chi.
As long as you're doing better than people.
Yeah, he's given us two sponsors in the last 2 weeks. So I'm not going to hate on Chi,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He's totally not made up, okay?
totally paying our phone bill for
a made-up person, okay? Not a chance at all that he is a made-up person. If you're listening, Chi, remember.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was just looking at where we got people listening at right now. You would never believe this, but we got a high amount of listeners right now in India. So shout out to India, guys. You guys freaking rock.
Shout out to India, man. Yeah.
And Saudi Arabia.
I know.
I'm going to do a shout out to you guys, too, because you guys might try to blow us up and send some donkeys our way or something. So no one, both of those, please.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, who would have known, man? We're popular over in India, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't.
Maybe they'll make a Bollywood
movie
about us or something.
Bro, I think the Saudi Arabia one might be like... Like, mad at you right now, because...
No,
I do not live in the same place as Tommy Bongs. Tommy Bongs, if his house gets blown up, I'm not there, just to say.
Saudi Arabia loves us. You guys are totally awesome. Goo goo gaga, other things.
Goo goo gaga, another thing.
Kisses
and whatnot.
We also got people in Germany listening to us right now and the United Kingdom. Thanks to all you guys. And, of course, here in the United States. It doesn't tell me where everybody's listening, not here in America, but everybody that is listening, you guys rock also. But, damn.
Absolutely.
We got listeners all over, man. And this is, what, our sixth episode? We
yeah,
fucking rock.
Yeah, we need to.
I'm just going
to toot,
I'm gonna toot our
horns
and say we
too
fucking rock. I know that sounded
yeah
gay when I said it, but yes, I said it.
Oh, didn't sound gay. I'm like
yeah,
the most heterosexual dude there is, and I can always use a man hug.
You're right. Yeah, we're going to toot these horns today, guys, and shout out to all these
yeah
countries, because we freaking rock.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we love our listeners, man.
Yeah,
speaking
I
of which, you guys
can ain't that the truth, man. You
the,
guys are the reason
on
I do
on
this.
Yeah, you can always leave comments
speaking
on
that.
The,
we
the
got
show
about 4,000 listeners right now, so shout out to all 4,000 of y'all. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is what's up, guys. Y'all fucking rock.
Bro,
y'all just like listen to us mumble on sometimes.
And he's got like, yeah, I know it's actually just my brother, and he's just like putting a bunch of computers on it to make us feel good about ourselves.
Hey, well, your brother is my new number one fan.
Yeah, he's a freak. Okay.
Speaking of that, guys, we do have a YouTube channel now, too. I told you guys last week that I would have all the stuff and facts for it this week, but Lacey forgot to tell me all the stuff and facts for it, or if she did tell me, I got really stoned and forgot myself.
I was going to say, or you forgot, because I don't think she forgot.
Yeah, most likely I forgot, because you are right, Danny. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have forgotten it.
Shout
out to Lacey not forgetting, but I'm going to blame you anyway, because I can't. You know, because I run the things around here. I'm just going to say I'm going to blame her anyways. I call
later.
The shot. She's blamed. You are blamed. Just walk into
She'll
the blame and take it
later.
Like a snap.
She's definitely going to tell you about yourself later. It's all right, bro. I want to hear it.
She's going to kill me on the show tomorrow.
She's gonna send
I
you
heard
you all
show
left.
No, I didn't like the.
Yeah.
I didn't like you blaming me, and I didn't like the voice. I don't know why I make her sound like she's Arnold. You know, like I didn't like you blaming me. Get to the job.
Get in the job. Because I need to take your blame.
The predators are coming. The Terminator. Predators.
You
the Predator.
Like, you sounded like Baby Joker from fucking Next Friday right there. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. My voice did kind of go a little...
Cholo.
Well, anyways, back to the show. What haven't we covered yet on the difference in certain things? See, we talked about hemp. We talked about THC. Talked about salvia, spice, CBD. What are we leaving out, man? Isn't there certain types of gummies and shit you wanted to talk about, or is that something else?
No. Gummies. The gummies, what we were talking about was the brands, man. You got to be careful about what kind of brand you get. Do your research, man. Don't just buy something at a gas station and expect it to work. It's kind of like a gas station horny pill. It's probably not going to work for you. But, careful when you're looking at, always get into your brands, always check your stuff, always do your homework on what you're about to ingest. With all the extracts and everything like that, obviously we have all the different extracts that come from marijuana. So we have the tinctures, we have the wax, we have all these different, you know, processes and the hash. And they have similar stuff for CBD. So, and with it being as legal as it is to grow, everybody in the world is like trying to grow as much of the stuff as they can, and they think they're going to make it rich. So CBD companies have been popping up left and right, and some of the stuff's garbage, so you just got to be careful what you buy.
Now that's the truth, guys. You got to watch out with things, because we keep saying, who knows what's in this shit. Stick with the real shit, stuff like that.
You know, that was the biggest motivator for me was to start growing my own cannabis. Was because... Because
you knew it would be in it. You still got to watch out with just the normal weed, because we got these... I guess the best way to say it is we got these little punk-ass kids that are trying to sell nowadays, right? And they're trying to, what they're doing is either they'll buy some of this fake ass weed that you can just get at, the little tobacco shop or some shit, right? Maybe get a little bit of some weed and just mix it in with it or something and sell it that way. Or they'll just try to straight up just say, oh, this is weed, and you just be like, no, this ain't shit. Like, I mean, personally, I've never had this issue, but I've heard, from others about this shit.
Yeah, don't buy.
I remember back in our day, bro, we would get some punk ass weed, but still would be some weed, you know what I mean? We'd get some smelly stuff at the smoke shop, put on the bunk-ass weed, sell it that way, and call it something better.
Called it chocolate
but
chunk.
We would,
you remember that?
But it wasn't nothing to hurt nobody, you know what I mean? Because it was just
no,
it was our
no,
way of
no,
making a little
was,
quick
God,
cash and shit
that.
Like that. But
it was low-grade weed that we put, like, chocolate-smelling, like, sauce on it, and we sold it as chocolate chunk. I didn't remember that, dude. Oh my god, that was years
ago.
Dude,
remember the same dude we were talking about? I can't remember his last episode or the episode before that about how we made him thinking he was seeing cartoons and shit. That same
right.
night, dude.
Yeah.
That's who we did that.
We still hit. Yeah. No, I remember. Remember, it was my stuff. Our friend, you know, that had the place, that lived there. He had the stuff that we bought from the smoke shop. He bought it the same time I bought my 6 foot bong. And when we went back, I had gotten a little bit of, like, honestly, it was garbage weed. And I got a whole bunch of it, and we sold it to Joe because, you know, Joe is dumb.
Cool, so we are going to give his real name? Yeah, his name was Joe, and he was dumb.
Yeah, we're not going to give his real name, but...
Dude, okay, I'm going to say this. When I first met him, this is how I met the dude. I show up over there one day, right, and I'm like, hey, man, here's this guy, Joe, and I was like, hey, what up, bro? Trying to be friendly. And the first thing he says to me is, I used to be an underwear model. And I'm just like, that's something very weird to say to another dude just randomly, first thing you ever say to me. You know what I mean? You know, hi would have been
nice. Introduction, yeah.
You know, based like introduction of I used to be an
why
underwear
would
model,
I need to know
like,
that information about
you? Yeah. It's like, yeah, I wouldn't have recognized you. I don't know.
I'm not familiar with your work. If you weren't in Victoria's Secret, I've probably never seen you.
That dude was a nut. We can do a whole show just talking about that fucker, man. Telling us he can get out of any trunk, and we got him. This is true, guys. We locked him in the trunk. He got out. So I bet him he couldn't do it again. He gets in, and this time we make sure he couldn't get out because I think we put something on the trunk or we set somebody on the trunk or something.
We sat on the trunk. We sat on the
get
trunk
the
until we got
time.
The tires. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
We stacked,
and he couldn't get out the second time.
It was our buddy's car that we used to smoke in, and it was parked around the side. And
little white Saturn.
Yeah, we put it. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, we put him in the trunk of it, and we put tires on the top, and we left him.
Yep. Very much.
I mean, we came back, but later.
Did we? He could be still in there,
somebody
bro.
Somebody did. I hope not.
I don't know, man. What happened to that car?
Probably still fucking there, honestly.
Yeah, I was just about to say it's probably sitting in that same spot up against that fence right there on that sidewall.
Yeah. Can't tell
probably
you
has a couple
of
litters
thing,
of dogs and a couple of litters of kids in it by now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure
that
Kim
car.
And Amanda's probably had a few litter of kids in the backseat of that car. Really hope they don't listen to this.
I really hope they call you later and tell you that you're a piece of shit.
Tommy Bong said.
Yeah.
Let my true feelings out.
No shit. Now they're turned into an alias. We can get it all out of you.
Yeah, right? I can just say whatever I want to say now.
Yeah. Ain't nobody going to know that.
Oh, damn, bro. I guess we can get to the strain of the week, man.
Is that what we're going into?
If you want, or we can get to the seeds.
Yeah. Yeah, no, let's go with, let's get into the haze strain that I was wanting to transition into. Of course, haze is OG haze or Haze OG, it's a sativa strain that it's usually like the most high energy creative effects that can be given from marijuana. Haze first took root in like Santa Cruz, California, I think it was during the 60s, where they have like long growing seasons and they haze has a lengthy flowering cycle. But haze has been the proud parent of so many countless hybrids around the globe. Passing its genetics onto like Colombia, Mexico, Thailand, South India. The aroma that's typically characterized by it is like a spicy scent, this with a little bit of hints of citrus and like earthy sweetness to it. The usual feelings that you get from it is, like I said, is like talkative, creative, energetic. But a lot of people say it helps with stress. Like a lot of people say it helps with anxiety and depression. Like a lot of the sativa strains, it has a really good effect in your psychic, like your psychological effects of it. The haze terpenes that it has, it would be micrine, followed by pinene and carophyllene. Remember me talking about carophyllene, what was that peppery flavor? The murking is herbal. Has that really earthy, earthy flavor to
gotcha,
it.
Gotcha.
The original haze genetics from that would be the Thai and the South American land strains. Remember we were talking about land strains, right?
Right.
So I have two land strain parents were put together to put the haze. Now, of course, the most famous children of the haze strain would be, of course, Blue Dream or Jack Hare. It's usually got that really good colored in went to it, a little bit orange, a little darker
Blue
brown.
Blue Dream, dude, is the best. Personally, because I used to work on a pot farm, you know this. I don't know if any of the listeners do or not, but we were growing a lot of Blue Dream, and it was, oh, my God, I was in heaven.
Yeah, Blue Dream's a really good one. It's a really resilient strain. It's a strain that you can pretty much do in humid areas, and when you have lengthy seasons, it gives it the time that it needs to really bloom out, because you've got to figure some of these sativa strains, 9, 13, 15 weeks in flower.
Right.
So you have to account for that with your region. And, of course, anytime you're growing, you want to take in the amount of time that you're going to have. Here where I'm at, we go from about the 1st of April until October. And come mid-October, everything should be up and out of the ground. So we have a pretty lengthy season here, but some places like California and Colorado, some of those places you've got even longer. You can come out March.
Yeah, so I was going to say California, you pretty much go shit year-round out that way.
Yeah. And the thing is if in Arizona, you can't do. So,
yeah.
Arizona has a really good region as far as like sunlight goes. Of course, I'll always tell people if you're going to be growing in a southwestern region like that, you've got your outdoor season and then you've got your indoor. You can use greenhouses, which is what I use. I do all greenhouse work. All my stuff is, as well as being organic, I don't have any PGMs in there. I don't put any kind of phosphates in the soil. I don't do anything additive. All my stuff is all natural, organic, which is what I go for. So the flavor and the strength,
Right. That is what's up, dude.
Yeah.
So,
but
that's going to lead into what strain for next week, then.
I think. I wanted to keep going down the. I wanted to keep going down the haze train, bro, with the sativas until I get to my combination mixer. So, in a few weeks, I've got what I hope will be seedlings coming up. And when those come up, I will have some seeds that we can put in for a giveaway. And and that is going to be a mixture of a haze. The plant I have is a Kush strain and a haze strain plant. So it's going to be a hybrid of indica dominant plant with a sativa dominant plant, which should put me right about 50-50. And it's going to be colorful. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, real colorful.
Can I win? Am I eligible to win? Because I'm a host, I can't. Damn it.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to send you some.
But maybe they'll be ready for 420, guys, and that would be our part of our 420 special. And we'll figure out something you guys got to do for us to do the giveaway. I don't know, maybe first person to write us, call in, something like that. We'll figure it out in the next couple of days.
First person to write in, man. If you write in, contact us, get a hold of us, talk to us a little bit. We can take your address down, and if you can pay for the shipping, man, I'll send you the seeds. I'll get you some seeds right now.
There you guys go. And it ain't too bad. I might even be nice and pay for the shipping for you guys. So how's that?
Yeah.
As long as
it's
in the U.S.,
the shipping,
I don't
cheap.
Do shit overseas. Sorry.
Yeah, as long as it's exactly. If it's in the U.S., I'll pay for the shipping. If it's outside the U.S., you got to pay for it.
Yeah, there you go. I'm in on that
one. But I sell novelty seeds, bro. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I didn't hear nothing, Danny. Didn't hear nothing at all.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about next week's show a little bit, man. We're going to get into the best thing to use a smoke out of, I guess would be the right term here. You know, we're going to get into, like, your joints or blunts or
bombs, water bombs,
water pipes. We're going to get into all those good things, bubblers, hookahs, anything else I'm forgetting in there, you know. And we're going to cover
lungs,
all that,
pitchers,
so that's going to be awesome.
Pistons. Yeah, iron
yeah,
lungs.
I mean, we're
going to
get into it
pitchers,
all, carbs, you know, like.
Gravity.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, gravities, man. Yes, I miss a good gravity.
Steamrollers.
Steamrollers. Oh, my gosh. Steamrollers is what you hit before you go to school back in the day because they're easy to get rid of.
Or when
you
you're
have
in prison
off
and you
with
can
like
make
a,
it out of a toilet paper roll really quickly.
Yeah.
That's what we do in prison, man. You just take a thin little stick, you poke a hole in it, stick it at the top, and burn that whole thing until the stick's gone, and then inhale it as one hit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Intense life in prison. Right there should be, we should do a show on that, bro, just the intense life of prison. The THC edition.
Yeah, the daily.
And
the daily
life. Maybe we can get somebody who's actually, like, smuggled some in, you know, and be like, this is how I did it type of shit.
I have people that have smuggled dope in.
Well, if any of them wants to come on and tell their story, like, you know, they don't have to give a real name, nothing like that. You know, they don't even have to give a real place or nothing. They can just give us the beef of the story.
Yeah, because nobody likes admitting the felonies, but definitely when there's anonymity, I think we can get somebody to talk about it. And if you guys have any fun stories or anything crazy that has happened to you and anything that you guys want to share or anything that you guys want us to share, you guys can go ahead and comment on our spot right there or get a hold of us on the YouTube channel. Or I know I keep saying Instagram
right.
coming up and running, but I've been lagging on that. But we will definitely get that up and coming too.
For sure, yeah. Like he said, man, if you guys comment on anything, you guys can call in. I mean, the call-in number is 516-387-1831. Y'all can call in anytime. I'm still trying to get my friend to come on to tell us his story. I keep saying this. There's a funny male story. But I'll go ahead and kind of give the little detail of it. He trusted somebody in another state and got caught somebody shipping him some weed. So that's the detail of it. But he did get in some trouble over it. Had to do a little bit of a house arrest, shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little bit younger. See, I used to work with this kid at a restaurant, and that's how I met him. And he's a good kid. When I met him, he was like 16 years old. And now he's in his early 20s. Good kid. But naive. You know what I mean? That type.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But it's a funny story. He laughs at it now, and like his version, it gets a lot better. Pretty sure it involves a dude with a gun and shit. It's a crazy little story.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to get him on here, man. And I know, man, I don't really keep in contact with a lot of people from the old life that I've had just because they're still involved.
That's how you get back into the old life. So I feel you there.
Yeah, exactly. But I do have some pretty good friends, man, that – that are retired like me. And I'm pretty sure I can convince somebody to come on here and say some shit that's going to blow your fucking blocks off because some of my friends, man, are just nuts. And gosh, some of them I've been in a lot of trouble with. So, I might want to second guess that because they might get on here and start saying some shit about me and then.
Oh, wait, I might have got the dude I'm talking about to call in right now. Hold on.
Really?
Yeah, continue on with your talking. He just texted me.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely have some stories for the thing. I mean, I've got stories for days, man, but it's always weird to talk to people about that stuff because, you know, you're seeing many of that crap to people. But...
That's crazy.
Is it your buddy?
If he calls in right now, that's crazy that we were just talking about him. Yeah. That's a dude that we were just if he's listening to this show right now, you guys better call him, broski. I'll give you a cool name, too. Let's see. Wong Bong Chong. Not because you're Asian, but kind of because you're Asian. got him on the line. Hold on.
What up?
Is this the great Wong Bong Chong?
Dude, I'm smoking on it right now.
Welcome to the stash, bro. Of course, you know me.
I am
Tommy Bong, and you know my co-host, Danny Tokes over here. Danny, say what up to Wong Bong Chong.
What's going up, Wong Bong Chong, whatever the fucking name is.
Craziest thing
How's
in the
going,
world,
man?
Bro. We were just talking about having guests on, and we were talking about you. I was like, I need to get you on to tell this crazy, funny story. And then you hit me up.
Yeah,
and here you are.
I just got off work and seen the message.
That is what's up, man. That is what's up. And
now
to answer your question
your
from the message I just got from you, yes, we do a weed show now.
Yeah.
Well, tonight's episode, bro, we were talking about the difference in, like, hemp and CBD and THC and salvia and spice and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, the different types.
You,
different
you try
types
the gummies and stuff like that,
yeah.
Man, or are you just strict to straight THC?
I'll try anything.
Try anything?
Sounds like a real crap answer right there. Let me rephrase that. I like the gummies out in Colorado, but I'm not a fan of homemade ones.
Gotcha, Roger. What about the gummies you get at like a gas station around here and shit, bro? Are they any good? Those are more your CBDs and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're different. Honestly, dude, if you eat too many, they kind of give you some fucking real bad anxiety.
Oh, shit.
Right.
I don't know what that's about. I stick to my THC.
Absolutely.
Same way, bro. THC.
Some people have adverse psychological reactions to CBD and to any kind of extract, really. Like I said, with a lot of the stuff, man, it's processed. And the body, especially when it's not used to absorption, you don't know how it's going to react with the receptors. So some people freak out. That's why even with weed, you have people that just freak out. It's just the way that the receptors fire. And it's just a personal preference kind of situation. But
right. And by the way, Wong Bong Chong, Danny Tokes knows everything and anything there is about weed. So he's like the encyclopedia over here.
Yeah. Okay, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, I feel, I want to say I read something. You can't even really, like, get an effect if you're not allergic to it.
Correct.
Yeah,
you
that's
have to have a
THC, right?
Reaction.
Yes, yeah, so is everybody supposed to be allergic to THC if they get high from it? Isn't that the thing?
It's okay, so it's kind of like, so explaining it like that is kind of like saying that mushrooms give you food poisoning. It's true.
Right.
But it's not that simple. So when you have the cannabinoid receptors that are in your body, certain animals have them, a lot of animals don't. That means that your body naturally produces a cannabinoid that goes through your system. Now, what we do with, THC, what are we doing, dabs, extracts, oils, and things like that, you're concentrating it, okay? So with CBD is the same thing. You're concentrating a cannabinoid. It's not the same cannabinoid as THC, but it is a cannabinoid. And you're concentrating that,
gotcha.
And you're getting a reaction from it. So it's the body's reaction to it is in a repellent form, but at the same time, it's not the same as getting poisoned or, you know, it's kind of like shrooms, man. It's just your reaction.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
So if you
don't get that reaction from it, you can't get high from weed then?
Well, the difference between psychoactive and your physical reactions, right? So it's like saying, man, how do I put this? If your body is used to absorbing THC, CBD is a lesser form of cannabinoid. It's not a lesser form. It's a different form, but it absorbs. You won't get high if you've been smoking pot. You see what I mean? Like,
right.
When you
right.
Have
yeah.
Like me,
it would be a waste to try to eat the gummies.
Yeah, no, there'd be no point in you eating any CBD stuff because the only thing the CBD is going to do is keep the THC from working.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, sneak a shot. Yeah.
So
CBD will actually, that's why.
What would be, like, the best way for somebody with, like, arthritis or, like, a bone disease to help with their pain?
Edibles tends to be a good one because people that have cardiovascular issues and like, rheumatoid and joints and stuff like that, the actual act of smoking can cause a lot of pressure and actually cause more pain. So edibles, creams, so if you're doing extract, like ointments, lotions and things like that, those things actually have a really high effect on dermatological effects, such as like skin rashes and stretch marks and whatnot. But with joint pain, it's usually best for edibles, and it's usually best for topical treatments. So you can make tinctures and rub it into the skin, and it'll absorb to the skin, absorb into the fat cells, and you'll get the effects.
Wow, that's crazy.
That was a long...
So smoking can actually make it a little worse.
Yeah, well, you have to figure, too, is where you've got joint pain, and you're coughing, what happens? Your body moves, right?
Yeah, causes stress on
you. You're going to jerk. Yeah, and then you're actually depleting oxygen from your brain when you're smoking, right? So
yeah.
You have oxygen deprivation in the similar, in a minute form, but you'll also have, like, the rocking motion that causes people. That's why people with back pain, there's not many people that smoke heavily with back pain. Because have you ever had a serious back pain in your back, and you cough, it'll
yeah.
put you on your knees.
Yeah,
right.
So edibles, that's why edibles are such a big recommendation for me for people. I know you said that homemade edibles have given you, like, you're not a big fan. That's because a lot of people during the processing, they don't know to decarb, they don't know to strain, they don't know percentages of alcohol to THC consistency. So you're going to get a really inconsistent flow with homemade butters, homemade edibles, right?
Yeah.
What I do is I run tinctures, which is with alcohol. You decarb the weed, you get in with the Everclear, you let it stagnate, you boil it in there, and then the alcohol extracts the THC, you strain it. Now you're left with basically THC-infused alcohol. When you're doing that and you're cooking with it, obviously the alcohol dissipates and you're left with just the THC. So if you can add a little bit of tincture as well as a little bit of bud butter, be careful because then you could add too fucking much. But that's how
yeah.
I personally do it. I make it so bad that when I have one brownie, I don't want to eat another brownie for like another
yeah.
8 hours.
You trickle-ize for a few days.
yeah. Yeah.
So you take
nobody making any
Everclear,
sudden movement.
You take
Everclear works really
and
well
because
it's high alcohol
it.
Consistency. Yeah, it's just decarb your weed, put your alcohol in with the weed.
Do you bake
in
the weed
like a mason
for like
jar.
A couple hours?
Yeah, you have to decarb it. So that's where you put your oven at like 200 or whatever your 175 setting is, and you run it for
yeah.
like 2 hours. And then
yeah.
Once it's decarbed, because THC has to be, you know, it has to decarb to
activate.
Be able to absorb in the system. That's why, exactly, it has to activate. So that's why smoking
yeah.
works so well. If you were to just eat a nug, you're not going to feel anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to decarb your weed, then introduce it to your tinctures, which alcohol or butter or whatever you're going to do. And from there, do your extracts and filter everything out.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Where my harvest just came up. So we just harvested out some plants. Bloody Banner, Navy SEAL, shout out to fucking Dave Weinfeld from F1 Genetics, man, because he shot me some Strawberry Queens for a competition. And I'm telling you, one of them is a beast. One of them is just a monster freakazoid behemoth of a plant. And when I did all the processing from that, I took all of my trim and I took all of my other stuff and I freeze-dried it for my extract. So when I'm going to use any kind of extract from my flower, freeze-dry it. Pack it in, seal it off, get all the air out of it and freeze it. So that way, when you're putting it through a press or anything like that, it just works a lot better for you.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
That is what's
are
up.
You in Cali or Colorado?
I am in a state where it's legal, my man.
heard that. I feel
He can't really say right now, but off air, bro, I'll shoot you some information from him. For sure, man. Like, you two need to link up off air.
I'm going to have to try the alcohol.
Yeah, tinctures, because man. That's what you want to use if you're making suckers or if you're making, like, gummies or things like that. If you're making any kind of, like, hard candy, you want tinctures. You don't want butter.
Yeah, see, that was probably the issue. It was always an oil or a butter, but it just, the alcohol makes a lot more sense, especially to cook with it. I cook with all my stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I do, I mean, right here, we're taking the steps right now with the expensive hydraulic presses that we've purchased, or that we're, I shouldn't say purchased because I've just put a payment down, but we're in the process of purchasing the presses, and I'm also working on a deal with somebody out of Michigan to get me one of those turpin, what the fuck is it called? It's one of the machines that makes carts. It takes oil, mixes it, blends it, stacks them in the carts, passes it, presses it, and seals off the lid. Yeah, it's like $16,000 for the machine, but that's what I'm working on next. Yeah, I'm trying to broaden all of the branches out of this tree so that a way I can grow flower, produce wax, produce carts, produce edibles, produce CBD strains. I'm trying to get there, man. It's a slow process. I've only been working on it for a couple of years, but we're getting there, man.
Yeah, it's definitely, everything you do is a process, but that's badass.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Now, Dalton, if you don't mind sharing, I mean, Long Bong Chong, sorry, sometimes real names do get thrown around on here. rewind. Anyways, Long Bong Chong, if you don't mind sharing a funny story about, you know, you and the mail and some weed.
Oh, dude. Yeah, so you got to be careful.
We can laugh about it now, guys.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you're in these shitty-ass fucking states where they still fucking patrol and get fucking people for fucking smoking weed and shit. Well, anyway, I had a cool-ass fucking landlord that, he extorted me. He wanted some fucking weed and carts and shit. So, I was the guy. And then him and his son.
Over some weed and carts?
Yeah. He's my landlord, and he gave me $1,000. It was the first time I had a package seized. So, I guess he thought I stole his money. I don't know what he thought. I showed him the proof of what happened. And 3 days later, at the start, they freaked
out.
How did he
really get involved in it getting shipped to you and shit like that?
Just some close people.
Okay, so it was like some friends and shit. It wasn't like you just were online one day and came across it or something.
It wasn't some dude on Instagram that hit you up and was like, "Hey man, I've got lots of weight. Can I mail you something if you sit me?"
Right. Yeah, it wasn't just some Craigslist listing.
No, it was an Instagrammer I hit up. Yeah, dude. It was something like that. No,
yeah, but like he knew the person though. That
did. Did you know the person?
But that's crazy though. Like, so what ended up happening? Like, it got shipped in the mail, or the post office found it?
Yeah. Basically, I just got a letter in the mail for the people that maybe are trying to do the same thing. They didn't just like camp out my fucking house or nothing, or where I was ever it was at. I would just take a couple blocks and then. Yeah, I just got a letter in the mail that said that we've seized the package due to something. You can call the office or come up here and try to receive it. And
you're like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'll take my loss. I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the L on this one for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
That is crazy.
These little shitty ass states though, where it's not legal, in small ass towns.
Okay, let me ask this then. When they sent it to you, did they try to like hide it in something, you know, like a candle or something like that, like you hear people doing it, or was it just straight up like in a package?
No, I had the whole set up. FYI for all the listeners, I don't do this shit no more. I'm a fool.
This is the old Wong Bon Chong. The new Wong Bon Chong is a new guy. Okay, he can tell the story now.
Yeah. So no,
live and let die, everybody. Live and let die.
Fuck. What did you ask again?
He said, "How did you get caught? Like, how did you get?" When you got caught, did they have the package? You said that they sent it to you.
Oh,
it to you through. Yeah.
Did they just send you the straight package, or was there like they tried to hide it in something, or you know, something like that?
Actually, I went to Colorado, and I actually bought everything and all the, like, I had sealers. I had all bag sealers. I've seen different type of ways you can do it, so I had a couple of different things. I had this, like, there's this tape that you can get from, like, I don't know really how to describe it. It's like some tape you get for building a house or something. It was supposed to be good.
Masking tape.
X-ray proof.
Yeah. Yeah, that foil, like the foil one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I got some of that, and I got a vacuum sealer, and never did no, like, coffee beans or nothing, like, smell-proof. Always wiped everything down with, like, certain cleaning shit. But I really just, you know, I've seen shit where they might have a dog walk by your package, and if they hit on coffee grounds or something, they'll make, like, a sudden, like, face or something, because that's not what they're expecting.
I just want to say the coffee thing does work. I'll let you finish your story, and I got a funny story about the coffee thing.
Well, what my thing was is I had never gotten carts. I was getting strictly wax and buds and flowers, you know.
Yeah.
And it was all for me, dude. I should have never even fucked with this guy, and I learned my lesson. But it was for me.
So
like, it was all medical.
This wasn't the first package, then. You've actually got another. You got a package that came in successfully beforehand, then.
Oh yeah, I had a lot of them. But where I went wrong.
Oh, okay. So this was just
the fucking bitch. Yeah, this was just one out of many. But the only thing I did different is the little fucking bitch ass dude wanted carts. So I want to say. Yeah, it was definitely had to have been the carts, went through a metal detector
or
some shit.
Yeah, the thing is those carts aren't sealed out. Those aren't in the boxes. They're in the boxes, and they're not
airtight
sealed.
So they move and shit?
Yeah, they move, and shipping carts can be funky because if you just send them in the boxes, like, they can be smelled a lot easier, right? You still have to seal everything off. I've got to be careful when we're talking about this one a little bit. But when you're shipping your packages, so when you're shipping your packages, allegedly, this is what I've been told from a third party who didn't know anybody or know anything anyways, the big thing that you have to watch out for is, like he said, the noise, right? Because you can hear metal clinking. Because if it sounds like a vial, there's a problem.
Right.
So you got that. And another thing to look for is when you got these packages, man, they will take these little cameras and they'll poke them in the side of the boxes in, like, the little creases. They won't tear the box. They'll just poke them in there just to look around to see what's in the bag. And if you've intelligently dealt with the situation, whatever you have is inside of something else, and that is wrapped up in, like, let's say, wax paper, okay? So when the camera hits there, the camera can't penetrate the wax paper. So carts and candies and edibles, those are the ones you got to watch out when you're shipping the most, which you would think because how much flour stinks you'd have a problem, but airtight sealers and food sealers, those do amazing jobs. But yeah, edibles and carts, definitely people forget to seal those and treat them the same way as flour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened with mine is they were loose, like you said. They sounded like some damn blood tubes or something.
Yeah, bottles. You can hear them. You hear them clacking around. They're like, this guy's shipping Andiachrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway, the funny story I was going to say was I was visiting some family up in San Diego, right? And, you know, I got some bud and stuff up there, and I was coming back. Well, I was on a bus because I was up there for a little bit visiting. And it's from San Diego to where we used to live at, Danny was what, like 3-4 hours?
3.5 hours.
Maybe on a bus, though, it was about a good, say, 5 hours tops, right?
Yeah, it's five.
But
I
wasn't told, and out there, and you'll get this one, Danny, but out there, there's a Mexican bus and there's the regular bus. I was on the Mexican bus that went through, like, El Centro and a few places like that took you across the border for a minute, right? All right, well.
Oh, shit.
Before I left San Diego, I put it, you know, I put it down in some coffee and stuff like that, right? And I had two different things. I had an ounce in my pants, and then I had probably like 2 ounces of some coffee in my bag that's under the bus thing on the outside part, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like that little bus rack thing or whatever the thing is right there?
Yeah, it's the undercarriage,
right. Well, I didn't know we were going through El Centro until we, you know, go through El Centro. And anybody's ever been that way, that's pretty much Mexico. And at this time, it was right after some, I guess what helped me was that it was right after some earthquakes, so there wasn't as many, like, border patrol and cops out that way. Well, we get stopped right there, right? And I'm like, oh, fuck, right? And I'm like, oh, fuck. They get on the bus with the dogs, and I'm like, I'm tripping in my mind. Right? I might be showing it in my face, but I'm like, in my mind, I'm, like, tripping, and I'm thinking, I'm just, like, sitting there like, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? In my mind, I'm like, I'm going to jail in Mexico.
You couldn't get a needle up of the sledgehammer.
Yeah. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to jail in Mexico, right? Walks by me, comes back through the other way, gets off the bus, that's it, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? They were looking for illegals.
Yeah.
I was looking at my people. My heart was just like, boom, boom, boom.
So you want to talk about scary situations, right? So I was on a prison yard in the Southwest. And it was a level 4 yard, so it was, you know, it was active. And we had just came back from somebody that I know had just come back from a visit, and they had something for me. And like I told you, I like to smoke a lot of weed. So he comes by my cell, and he throws me a little bit of that bag of that weed underneath the door, and I've got it, and I'm starting to roll it up, and I start hearing the homies whistle. What the fuck? Look out the window, and there's dogs, not just regular cops. They've got dogs walking into our unit. And I'm sitting here looking at this, like, I don't know, like 2.5 grams of weed, which might seem was not a big deal to me now, but
you think 2.5 grams ain't nothing, but in prison, bro, oh my God.
2.5 grams is like $600. So, like 600, 800 bucks. So I lose my mind, right? I'm like, oh, fuck, what do I do? Flush it. My cellie's like, don't flush it. And I was like, you're right, I can't flush it. So it went in the safe. Now, anybody that's unfamiliar with the safe, look it up. It's a very common prison thing. They got a lot of different names for it, but I call it the safe, right? So I put
Is it
in
your
safe,
prison wallet?
That's where we're going to leave it. Yeah, prison wallet. There you go. So
that's
I put
a term
it in
people would get.
Yeah.
He means his butt cheeks,
so
guys.
I go. Yeah, no, I made my asshole. I mean, all the way up in there with a fucking spit on the bag, just going home. You know what I mean? And they cuff you up, and they bring you down the stairs, and they sit you on the stairs. And as you're sitting on the stairs, the dog goes underneath the stairs, smells underneath you, walks around in front of you, and then if you're good, you go. If you're not, well... You go, but not to the same place, right? So I come walking down the stairs in my flip-flops and my boxers, you know, trying to just act as cool as I can while I've got something up my ass. And sit down on the desk. Now I'm sitting down right there, man, and I'm just thinking, this is going to be really embarrassing. Like, I'm looking at all these cops stare at me. I was like, when the dog alerts to my ass, someone is going to have to get that shit out. I'm not gonna claim I had it. I don't know how the fuck that got there.
Oh, but, damn.
Yeah, I was like, this is really going to be bad. And cop goes, hey, man, you look nervous. And I was like, yeah, man, last time I seen this many fucking cops, I got 15 years in prison. What the fuck do you think I'm nervous about, you know? The dog did not alert, bro.
Well, you get lucky.
The dog walked by, didn't alert to my butthole, didn't bark, didn't ask for a treat, just let me go to the shower.
Is that a way of saying that your asshole smelled so bad that the dog didn't even want to fucking fuck with it?
Oh, man, you know what? Hey, if that was the case, bro, I mean, hey. Shit, I would
have
done
it
again, bro.
I smell weed in there, but I'm not, they're going to make me sniff it again. No, thank you. Just kept on going.
I don't want to do that shit. Just pour a bunch of, like, pepper down your butt crack. Pour a bunch of pepper down your butt crack, and when the dog smells it, he starts sneezing.
Oh, my God. I didn't know we were getting all, like, Anne Frank up in here about pouring pepper to keep the dogs from noticing shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, no, prison dogs, that's the thing, man, prison dogs. What's that?
That would scare the shit out of me if I was in prison in that situation.
Oh, man.
Oh,
listen,
dude, this man can tell
one.
Some crazy prison stories, though.
Yeah. So I was coming back from a visit one time with a girlfriend of mine, and I had brought back with me some things, right? So I get to the cell, and I start getting everything out. And all the balloons come out except for one. I can't find it. So, bro, I was like, well, I guess I'll shit tomorrow, right? And I woke up in the middle of the night, man, and I just had, like, the worst case of diarrhea I ever had. Like, I had the worst stomach pains, cramping in my stomach. I was like, what the fuck's going on? So the whole time I'm, like, expecting, like, to shit out this balloon full of weed. And, bro, it looked like I shit oregano because that shit burst in my stomach. And,
shit.
Yeah, it looked like I drank water and just chugged oregano in this motherfucker. And, the balloon busted in my ass. That was fun.
Wow.
Damn.
0 out of 10 stars, do not recommend. That's my Yelp review.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. All I imagine is that happening to somebody, like, say they have, like, cocaine in a balloon shoved in their ass and it breaks, and they're, like, bend over and cough, and they, like, fart out this, like, a powder.
So, oh, man. Okay, so I had this really cool cop that was at visitation with us, and he was awesome. He would let me bring back packs of Marlboros. So my parents and my family would bring me Marlboro cigarettes to smoke during visitation, and he would let me take them back with me. And after 2 or 3 visits, you know, that pack of smokes started, you know, having some other stuff in the bottom of it. And we were out on the prison yard walking around, and the cop that lets me get in with the Marlboros, he comes to the fence, and he goes, hey, friend, let me get one of them cigarettes, man. I'm out. And I'm like, ugh. So I pull out the pack of Marlboros, and I'm looking at it, and I go to pull the cigarette out, and I grab a joint. And I think, oh, my bad. Over here, my bad. Here you go, right? And the cop sits off, takes off walking. The next time we come through visit, I got the pack of cigarettes. He lets me go. He comes out to the yard. He says, hey, man, next time you want to hand me a joint, just be sure you do it on the fucking low, bro. I can't have these fucking cops seeing this shit. Yeah.
I bet that guy was a cool-ass cop, bro.
Yeah, I scared the fuck out of me, but yeah, I was cool, man. I was cool.
Shit. Well, we got about 6 minutes left of the show, guys. Logan, I mean, Danny Tokes, we've done a freaking hour and a half. Isn't that badassery?
We did it.
We said we were going to do it, and we did it.
We did it. We fucking did it, man.
And we had our first guest on. That is even more badassery.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wong Bong Chong, for joining us. Why does Wong Bong Chong sound like a gay pirate or something? I'm Wong Bong Chong.
Sounds like an Asian gay porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of does, bro.
Give off a little light.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Asian porn star.
Well, if you ever meet Wong Bong Chong in person, he kind of gives off the Asian gay porn star vibe. I'm just kidding, bro.
You just got called a porn star by my co-host. How does that make you feel?
If he didn't know me, he'd probably think it was weird, but the dude worked with me for like, 4 years.
If it was like Japanese, it's cool, but people get miscalculated that I'm Japanese and not just Chinese or some stupid race, you know?
I just thought you were Ease.
Are you actually Chinese or are you?
Mexican Ease is what
Asian?
I thought. I thought he was Canadian Ease. Yeah, he might be part Asian. No, he asked if he were really part Asian because he was all like, he's never seen
you. I was like,
yeah, he actually is part Asian.
Are you half Asian?
Yeah, I'm half Japanese. Not Chinese shit.
Not no Chinese shit.
Yeah, no,
well,
you
don't
want to
feel like you're
those.
At war with China right now, bro. What's going on with that? Why you hating
on
China?
At war with China right now.
Yeah, but he's taking
everybody
it to you personally. Like, I'm Japanese. I ain't no Chinese shit.
Mm-hmm. It's just got to be cleared up. You know, Japanese aren't like
absolutely
Vietnamese fucks or Chinese fucks. You know, we're like the better.
I had a homeboy.
Okay,
yeah.
I have a question then. You got to tell me, what's the difference in the eases then?
In the
a
what?
A ja and a chai.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
A ja and a chai. That makes sense.
Two different land matches,
this show
bro.
Took
they're
a left turn. We're
engine.
Back on the highway.
Yeah. You said we got about 4 minutes.
Anyways, man, next week's show is going to be awesome. Wong Bong Chong. You can join us for it, too, if you want to, man. Feel free to call in anytime. Next week's going to be all about what's the best thing to smoke out of. Joints, your blunts, your pipes,
your
bong.
Preference.
What's your favorite thing to smoke out of? We'll do it a little early. What do you recommend somebody smoke out of? Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, if it's me, I'm a everydayer, you know. So if you're like a teenager starting off in the day, it might be a blunt. But once you get to my age and you're an everydayer, the one hitter with the spring action loader is ideal for myself.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. I do bongs or glass pipe myself. That's my steady. But I'm a steady joint smoker, bro. I will smoke 53 joints a day.
Yeah, if I'm somewhere where it's like real legal, like if I was in Colorado, I would prefer a cone joint.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, really.
I'd say blunt cones is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm a big joint guy, man.
Me
joints
personally,
right
dude,
me.
I think I would go with bong.
50 of them a day.
Now, if I'm wanting to get just totally fucked up, a gravity bong. Because a couple of good hits off of gravity, bro, you're
toasted.
Yeah. Dude, did your generation know what a gravity bong is? Wong Bong Chong, did your generation know what a gravity bong is, man? Because our generation, I know, we used to have to make them out of milk jugs and 2 liters and shit, you know?
me and my homie did a throwback the other day. We had to get a Sprite bottle, put a little bolt on the, or not a bolt, but a little socket on the top.
Yeah.
And
hole
in the bottom. And we had to do a gravity bong the other day, dude. But it's the generation after me that's fucked. They don't know about the apples, the fruits, the bottles,
the
cans.
Soda cans.
They don't know shit about none of that.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
So that's next week's episode is preference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, next episode's going to be the preference of what everybody likes to smoke out of. So tune in for
and
that,
guys.
That'll be next Wednesday. And then the week after that is
the
big 420 special episode. So that's going to be awesome, too. Tune in tomorrow night for Ask Me Levice. That's going to be good. check out last week's episode of Ask Me Levi's. Danny Tokes guest starred on it, and it was an amazing, good episode, so that was cool. Thank you, Wong Bong Chong, for coming on and telling us your story. It was awesome, like I said. Feel free to call in and come on anytime, man. You know you're always welcome on. Danny, you got anything you want to add to this before we get off?
Man, stick to the grass and mind your fucking business.
I thought you were going to say stick to the grass and don't stick it in your ass or something.
No, no, if that's your preference, bro, do whatever you do.
Stick to the grass.
It's not my thing, dog, but if that's what you like, man, do whatever you want to do, bro. It's 2022. If someone has something to say about your sexual fucking preference, then they're too involved in your fucking life.
I don't know what just went on right now. Anyways, you know how we always end this show. What's the best thing to say here? You know, always roast the world.
Why?
Anybody why?
Why, buddy?
Because the world needs roasting. Yeah, where were you guys? Come on. Let's try this again. I'm going to throw it out there. Somebody jump in here. All right, you ready? Always roast the world. Why?
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 The world really
you guys suck. Because the world needs roasting. You guys suck. Jeez.
I just got to
practice
this
shit for next time.
This is the high channel.
Oh, I'm yeah, bro, I'm too
high. Yeah, this is the high channel. This is the stash. No, thank everybody for listening for sure. Hey, just to let you guys know, we had about 5,000 listeners live so far, so that's awesome, guys. That's pretty good
awesome
for a live show. Everybody likes talking about weed, I guess. And before you came on,
yeah.
Wong Bong Chong, I just like saying that out loud. That does sound chill. But anyways, we had a lot of listeners over in India and a few places like that, so shout out to you guys again.
Shout
and,
out to
yeah,
Indian.
You guys will be hearing my voice tomorrow night on Ask Me Levi's, so that's awesome. Now I'm going to try this again for a third time. Let's try it. Ready? Always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting, bro.
You guys suck. Because
yeah.
The world needs roasting.
Roast
I'm ending it. I'm
why?
You're supposed to roast one day. Why? Because the world needs roasting.
Yeah.
All right, nice talk to you.